Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mystery Number 9.
And this is The Fool.
Yay!
Yay!
We have a podcast! Finally! After probably half a year at this point.
Getting very close to that, yes.
Well, I think we did our pre-Christmas predictions, which I think largely turned out correct for all of us.
Yeah, we did do
We did do one after.
Yeah, we did one at the end of the winter transfer window.
That's right. And other than somebody wildly overestimating how well Chelsea would do, but not that wildly, it worked. We're pretty much accurate, and I think we've got our final four. Yeah, to be fair, I think we both underestimated a few teams, and we overestimated a few teams. Since we're at the end of the season, why don't we go team by team and see how we thought everybody did?
Sure.
First up, Manchester City. Enough said. Broke all the records. One of the best teams in the Premiership ever. Is it wrong that we want to give them a grade above A+?
No, I think
just on the Premiership performance, it's an A+, and I think. Yeah. If you look at everything, including the fact that they won the League Cup and they went to the quarters of the Champions League and they kind of dropped out in the FA Cup against Liverpool, it's probably still an A+, I think, overall.
A+ is probably a good grade for them. As you say, it's almost worthy sticking them up a whole extra grade, despite the fact there's no extra grade to go up. I mean,
they got all the bonus questions right as well somehow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got 100 points in the season, but they broke the record for your points, wins, and goals. Yeah,
and also winning margin.
All right. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. And that's even crazier when you think about how many points their nearest rivals got, because Manchester United, who came second, are 81 points. There have been several times when that has been more than enough to win the Premiership.
Yes, exactly. I think Tottenham 77 has been times where that's been pretty close to being enough for winning it in their third.
Well, let's look at Manchester United. They lost 7 games, probably lost a couple of games to the relegation strugglers that they're going to regret losing, that they probably at the end of the season regret losing to.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, just didn't get enough goals, drew too many games as well. And 81 points in another season where this would have been championship form and we would have been going, yep, this is Jose Mourinho's second season goodness. But it turns out not quite good enough to beat Guardiola.
Yeah, I think, it's a bit unfortunate for old Mourinho. Yeah, it's his second season greatness. It just so happened to run into Pep's season of, oh my God, you're ridiculously good.
Well, Manchester City's only record they don't have is least number of losses, which obviously the Arsenal Invincibles have.
Yeah.
And Preston North End's Invincibles have from over a century ago. But 2 losses, boo-hoo, how dare you lose 2 games in the league season.
So poor.
I know. That said, Spurs are in the same position, lost 2 games, but drew another 2 over Man United 6. And Liverpool actually only lost 5 games, a very... Very incredible. And Liverpool's 75 points would also often be good enough to win
a
Premiership sometimes. Drew 12 games, which is probably where they lost being in the hunt for the championship. But I think if we look at those 3, Manchester United, Tottenham Hotspur, at least an A. And I'm tempted to give Liverpool an A+. They've made the finals of the Champions League. And they arguably had the most shallow squad of all the top 6 competitive teams this season. And they've finished 4th and at times competing for 2nd against Man United.
Yeah, no, they had a pretty decent season, really, for Liverpool. For all of them, really. But, Yeah, at least an A, and he's right. I think if they lift the Champions League, then that's
A+ for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
But
I agree. A plus if they win the Champions League, but still an A without having won it. Hotspur, great for them. At one point, they looked like they were not going to finish top four. It wasn't too far away, but they've picked up the last few games and just powered through. Like, they've shown that they're regular competitors for this top four finish.
Oh, no, they definitely finished strong. So,
yep.
It's definitely an A there.
Yep. And they'll get to have another crack at the Champions League next year. I think the downsides for for Tottenham Hotspur's season are definitely how they tamely lost to Juve in that away leg after having the home leg when they had two away goals against them in Turin. And that's probably also Manchester City's down point, that they couldn't win, they couldn't do better in the Champions League. And the same, I think, for Man United. That Champions League was where they were going to win the big trophy. Like, they weren't going to catch City. And they should have just dared to dream. I think this is why the fans are frustrated with Mourinho, because after that game where they lost in the Champions League and got knocked out in the round of 16, Mourinho was pretty much like, yeah, but we were never going to win. So, who cares?
Yeah,
this is not what you want to hear from the manager of Man United.
He says that after they lost it. It's Mourinho's way. Like, we lost the Champions League final. We're out of the competition. We're never going to win it. Don't worry about it. No stress. But if he'd won it, then he'd be all like, yep, we're totally going to win it all. Like, of course we can do it. It'll be hard. Stuff. He'll probably, he'd probably downplay it then as well, but in a different way. Like, we're not the favourites, but we'll give it a go, and then.
True. I think, though, man, before the season started, especially after the group we got in and the matchups we had, I think Man United fans would be feeling a bit hard done by, because they didn't at least make the semis.
Yeah.
It was definitely a winnable. They did well in their group, and it was definitely a winnable match they had against
Seville.
So they could have but that being said, they didn't win, and they still have an FA Cup they can win this season. So there you go.
Hey, that's our FA Cup. We've got to win something.
If Man United get the FA Cup, I'm still giving them an A. It's not enough marks to push them into an A+, I don't think.
No, I think it seems a bit weird to give United just an A and Liverpool's considering A+, but I think
winning the Champions League is a much bigger deal than winning the FA Cup. We all know that. following on outside the top four, Chelsea, they huffed and they puffed right at the end, and they just couldn't get that brick house down.
No, at the end, it was sort of our own fault. We dropped those last two games, really, against Huddersfield and against Newcastle.
But Newcastle have a habit of beating Chelsea.
Yeah, especially at the end of the season, like that.
Yep.
But even with those two,
Huddersfield were always going to be dangerous, because they looked like they were getting some relegation protection form at that end. And look, they played really well. I think I'm glad that Huddersfield stayed up.
I'm glad that as well.
I think they deserve to.
Yeah, and I mean, really, in the end, winning those two games would have only put us on 75, and we would have been way behind Liverpool's goal difference. So we still would have been fifth anyway. But
before we go ahead into the rest of them, if Liverpool win the Champions League, do you think Mohamed Salah should win the Ballon d'Or? Should he win it anyway? Because none of the other, Cristiano Ronaldo has been terrible this season, and Messi has been good in the league, but terrible in Europe, whereas Salah has been good everywhere, including Salah playing for internationally.
Possibly. You say he's been really ridiculously good. The other two, always contenders of Messi and Ronaldo have been their normal.
Well, there's a reason why there's been nobody else's name for the last decade on that trophy, and I'm not even exaggerating.
No, exactly. Like, they're the ones there. But yeah, I mean, does seem like the best one of the others. I was just looking on here and see what other contenders there are. Apparently, Harry Kane, Neymar.
Yeah, Neymar.
Aguero, but
I think Neymar would be a bigger contender if he had basically not gotten injured 3 months before the end of the season. But at that point, Paris had already won the league, more or less. They'd sewn it up. But that injury hurts him. Unless they do really well in the World Cup, I don't see him necessarily winning the Ballon d'Or this year.
No. I think, some of it might come into, say, how much, what happens with the Champions League final, and perhaps a bit if the World Cup comes into the considerations, how much that should be within the time frames. So what happens there, really? I mean, if someone grabs hold of that and shakes it alive, then...
True. Well, he's on fire, and we all know, if a player's on fire in the World Cup, that is a dangerous thing to face in a knockout tournament like the World Cup. And Egypt don't have a difficult group. They've got Saudi Arabia and Russia, all three teams well within Egypt's capability to beat, especially if Saudi Arabia lose their first game against Russia, and if they can sneak in a win against Uruguay, not easy once again. They're winnable games, but they're not easy games, I don't think.
But you say with Salah being in quite some good form, then, that's a chance for him to really put his mark on it. Let's say it's games that he can dominate, he can do something with.
Heck, if Egypt make the quarters or even the semis of a World Cup, then I can't imagine them doing that and Salah not playing a big role.
Yeah, yeah.
In that. And if he has, then I think even if they don't win the Ballon d'Or, even if they don't win the Champions League, he's got to be pole position for getting that trophy. Being the second African player to get that Ballon d'Or trophy after George Weah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a worthy successor to Weah's crown if he were to win, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely. But you're right, it's a definite... he seems to be the form player, at least in European competition.
If he moves to Real Madrid in the off season, then he's definitely winning it. We all know how that works.
Yeah. We're finally in the right club. They can give it to him.
Sure. Now, following on from that, also, if he were to win, he would be only the, I believe, only the third Liverpool player to win a Ballon d'Or.
Oh, okay.
Because Kevin Keegan has won it twice, and Michael Owen won it in 2001.
All right.
Nobody from that illustrious 80s or the rest of the 70s team from Liverpool have ever won it.
All right. Go for Gray.
Yeah, yeah. On the flip side, Man United have four different players who've won it.
Ah.
But that is neither here nor there. Chelsea season aside. As a Chelsea fan, how would you rate them?
I know. I mean, I want to say poorly because it just feels poor. But in the end, we got 70 points, 21 wins, 62 goals. That's not
if at the
horrible.
Beginning of the season, if somebody had told you that Chelsea are going to come fifth, would you take it?
At the beginning of the season, no.
Would you have considered that a failure?
Yes, that would. I mean, that's what I mean. Fifth I feel like it's a failure. It's not Champions League football. We haven't really won anything. We sort of limped out of the Champions League. I mean, we've got the FA Cup to play against you guys in the weekend. So,
yeah,
I mean,
there's an FA Cup. I guess I would give them a B-, just because they at least qualified for a European trophy and they made a cup final. If they win the FA Cup, it's still a B-, because they're not in the Champions League.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the thing. They're not the Champions League. I mean, look at the rest of it. It's not actually that bad. It's just that the four teams above them had better seasons, and most of that's Manchester City being ridiculous, and then United being mostly ridiculously good, but not quite as ridiculously good as City.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at 7 points off Spurs in third, which is a little bit much, but... I mean, we've had five points off from Liverpool as well,
who are also in the Champions League final. So they've had a long season.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not over as well. So
no.
Chelsea, basically Spurs, you could say that, okay, after that knocking, after getting out of the Champions League, they didn't really have anything else in their season. Yeah. Ditto Man United, except we're in the FA Cup final as a Chelsea. And Man United are ahead of them. And Chelsea dropped out of the Champions League very early, so they didn't have to worry about that for very long. And Arsenal were still Arsenal are behind them, but Arsenal were in the UEFA Cup after Chelsea got knocked out of the Champions League. So they that was a legitimate path to get to the Champions League, as Man United proved last season. So
yeah, no, exactly. It's a B minus is probably the right score for Chelsea. I feel really up and down about it. Like, there was good bits, but just there wasn't the consistency. And I think about the last two games, you know, Huddersfield and Newcastle, which should have won both of those. That would put us in equal points to Liverpool. Yeah, I would have made it at least a little bit better. But, you know, it's just things like that where the games we should have won didn't. I mean, we didn't even draw that many games. We only draw seven games. Which, you know, we had 10 losses. That's where it sort of feels it out, because I sort of feel like we had more losses than we really should have. Like, we dropped games where perhaps...
Well, Chelsea dropped games against both top six teams and against teams like Newcastle and Huddersfield. Yeah. So,
oh, no. We couldn't beat the top teams, really. So if you can't beat your main rivals, then you're never going to get better than them, really.
Yeah. And it's a bit difficult, I guess, for... Yeah, it's a bit difficult for Chelsea fans, because you guys were the champions, and very easily the champions last season. There wasn't even, like, a close-run thing.
I suppose the only thing
and
is...
And you guys strengthened a lot of the areas where you needed to strengthen, so going into it, it all looked good, except Conte sent a text message to Costa, and then it seems to have all fallen apart since then.
Yeah, pretty much it. On the plus side, at least it wasn't as bad as last time we had a season after we won the Premiership.
True.
Better than that season, sorry.
At the end of the day, Conte is Conte, not Mourinho, right?
Exactly.
Everything's more special when it comes to the special one.
Even the failures
are special. Moving on. Yep.